KPCW News Time is 8:15. You're listening to the Local News Hour. I'm Melissa Allison. Well, in spite of the snow we had this week, things are warming up and snow is melting. In studio to tell us about what to look for and how to prepare for it is Summit County Emergency Services Manager Chris Crowley. Welcome.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in this morning. So what is the impact of runoff season if the current cold weather followed by next week's warm conditions?
Well, I think it's definitely obvious that we've got a lot of snow in the higher elevations, and water is already running down the hill and creating what appears to be conditions for floods. Right now, we're not at that stage, but I encourage everybody who lives in or around any of the drainage areas to be very aware of those flood conditions and the potential hazards.
So how's East County looking, the Weber River and Chalk Creek by Colville? Any hazards for homeowners at this point?
Well, certainly if you live in a floodplain, you should be aware that there's always the potential for a flood. We're not at flood stage at this moment, and I've been asked a lot of questions about how this compares to 1983, and the National Weather Service has informed me that we're similar in terms of the pattern from 1983, with the exception that our lower elevation snowpack has already melted off, whereas in 1983, we had the low, middle, and high elevation snowpack, and it all melted at the same time.
So we're in a better place this time around.
I would definitely say we're in a better place, but of course, we'll see what Mother Nature has to offer for us.
So you told this week's COG meeting that you have 52,000 empty bags that can be filled. How many have been filled at this point?
Well, at the Summit County Public Works Building, residents of the county are welcome to go and pick up approximately 20 filled bags. We of course try to reserve as many of those as we can for emergencies, but we definitely want our residents to feel safe if they feel that they need to use those sandbags. The empty bags, of course, are there in case we do need to respond to a community if there is the threat of a flood or one has already occurred, and in which case we'll respond by dumping sand and empty bags in a public space, and the public is welcome to go and fill their own bags and create their own diversions.
And there's no fee for those bags or the sand?
No.
Okay. So how should residents keep in touch with the county on runoff, and where should they go for the sandbags when they need them? If, hopefully not, but.
Yeah. First and foremost, I encourage everybody to sign up for the alert system that we have at the county, and you can do that just by going to summitcounty.org and signing up for an alert, and you can choose the type of alert, in this case, a flood, of course. And if in fact there is an incident, the information for that, for the sandbag dumps, if you will, the sand and sandbag dumps, will be posted on our website, and you'll be alerted of those opportunities.
Okay. Is there anything you'd like to add before we go?
I just encourage everybody to be very careful, especially around fast-moving water. Even the most shallow fast-moving water is dangerous. Also, look for debris in the streams and drainage. And if there is, and if you do see debris or things blocking the drainage, Summit County Public Works is available to clear that. And just be safe.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much for coming in. That's Summit County Emergency Services Manager Chris Crowley. Share Park City and the Summer Kickoff Expo are around the corner, and Park City Chamber and Visitors Bureau Vice President of Member Services Allison Kulo is here to give us an update. Welcome, Allison.
Thank you. Good morning.
So first off, I want to ask you, you're fairly new to the Chamber, but not Park City.
Correct.
How are things going?
Things are going great. I took the position with the Chamber back in September. And while I've been fortunate to work with almost everyone on staff over the past few years, it's been great to actually be part of the staff. So I'm really enjoying it.
Great. So tell me, what's going on with these events?
Well, absolutely. So the first thing that I'd love to chat about is the Summer Expo. And so it's really the kickoff event that the Chamber holds to kick off summer here in Park City. And this year it's going to be on June 1st. And many people may remember this event. We would hold it in Legacy Lodge, but it's an opportunity for our members who have summer activities, whether they be fly fishing guides, stand-up paddle boarding, or even renting electric bikes, we can come and talk about their products and what they've got going on for the summer. And this year, we're holding it in a new location for us, and that's going to be at the Yard and the Boneyard Wet and Wine Dive. So our event is going to be on Thursday, June 1st. It's going to run from 4 till 7 p.m., and it's free to attend. We've definitely got some free food. We're going to have prizes, drawings, giveaways, and a cash bar. But really are hoping that people come out, enjoy the day, and then as well get to know what's going on in the summer and, you know, figure out our own activities and plans, as well as make sure that those that are front staff for the visitors, those that are interacting with those coming into town, know what to talk about and what's new, what can they suggest, and make sure someone has a good time this summer.
Well, I'm going to ask you, is there anything new coming up this summer?
Well, you know, one of the things that I think really kicked off last year is we did see a lot more people around town on the electric bikes. And so Pedego is going to be there and going to have a few electric bikes for people to try. I don't know if you've tried one before, but there's just something about it. You hop on one, and for me, it just brings a huge smile to my face. It's not what you expect. It's actually really fun. And so to be able to have that opportunity to do that, for that evening, I think people will really enjoy it. We're going to have free seated massages. I think it's just one of those times where we've all been hunkered down through the winter. Spring is not any easier, but let's all get outside and start summer off really, really well.
Well, I have not tried one of them, but I have a feeling I'm going to be trying a lot of new things this summer.
There you go. That's a good thing.
Cannot wait.
Yes.
So what kind of turnout are you expecting?
Typically, we have a couple hundred people. And again, for this event, we're anticipating about 300 people come through the doors between 4 and 7. And again, we were doing this with a partnership with the Yard and the Boneyard Saloon. So we're really excited. We know a lot of people enjoy that. We're looking at having a DJ just really to keep that festive atmosphere. And people can just kind of roll on into spending the evening there at the Boneyard or Wine Dive, or go over to Blind Dog and have an evening there as well. So we're hoping this is just the kickoff for people's day.
So this is all on June 1st.
It is all on June 1st.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Okay. So how can people find out more information about this?
Absolutely. So the Chamber's website has the information. It's visitparkcity.com. And we have information about the expo, but it's pretty simple. And it's just that it's 4 to 7 on Thursday, June 1st.
And tell me, does the Chamber have anything else up their sleeve this summer other than just kicking it off, which is a great thing?
Absolutely. You know, we have our social for our members with the Oakley Rodeo, and this year we're doing it on the evening of June 30th. So we'll be working with our members to put that event together. Annual meeting's coming up on July 12th. But we're also looking at seeing how we can shake things up. Our business after hours continue to be successful, so we're continuing to plan and schedule those. And then we had our first business tour last week, which is a new event for us, getting our members out, seeing any businesses that have had changes, remodels. We're going to be working with the Basin Recreation and the Fieldhouse to take a peek at their expansion as it comes closer to being finished so that people can go in and have a sneak peek. So we're working on events like that, but also want to say that a lot of the programs that we do aren't always events, such as Share Park City.
Tell me about Share Park City.
So Share Park City is a program that the Chamber put together a few years ago. And really what we've been seeing since a majority of our workforce is coming from out of Summit County, we know that not everyone is up to speed as far as what's going on around town, whether it be the activities or just history in general and what areas have activities for people. And so Share Park City for the summer is a series. It's a 2-video series, which is free. They're about 5 to 7 minutes, and they really just take people through what Park City's about and what to recommend and talk about our history and the mining and the silver mines and the Olympics and really how skiing got started and being able to kind of up that level of understanding of the town and the community, because we're here, we're friendly people. We want to make sure that people have a great time and have high customer service, which we already do. But I think the more knowledge people have of town and their employees have of town, the better we can serve our customers.
So I wanted to ask you, what hidden gems are there that people aren't taking advantage of?
Well, I think that's a great question. really, you know, what we've been trying to push just a little bit more is just our hiking and biking trails, our visitor information specialists who staff our two visitor information centers really do go out and understand all the hikes and can talk to people about the level of activity that you need to be able to have a comfortable hike, where to park. And they go out and really try to explore those things. They go out. This year they did a snowshoeing at the Swanner Eco Center. So really, for us, it's building our knowledge of those hidden trails and the way that we can get people off that beaten path.
What's your favorite trail?
Oh, goodness. I have a few.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you keeping them a secret?
Yes.
Shame on you. Okay. So what does the Chamber plan to do in terms of transportation, parking, things like that? Are they providing anything for the event on June 1st?
Oh, on June 1st, we are able to use the additional parking behind the yard that's used during Sundance Film Festival. So we have significant parking. So don't freak out that the Boneyard parking lot's going to fill up really quick. There is, I think it's an additional 200 spaces, and that can be accessed by going through the parking lot or just taking the turn onto Homestake. And the parking's just right back there. And there's actually an entrance door right off that parking lot into the building. So it's not like you're being dumped off in the middle of nowhere. You're actually going to be able to just come right into the event. Also encouraging people to walk and bike.
Well, it sounds like I want to go because, I mean, a free massage, can't pass that up. What are you looking forward to?
For me, definitely the trying out the electric bikes. We're trying to see if we can do a little obstacle course. So looking forward to that. And for me, just really getting out there and making sure that this is a really fun event and that both our vendors who are there talking about their activities and those people that are coming to learn more about them both have a good time. I want to make sure that for our members, this is a fruitful experience for them.
How many members do you have?
We have approximately 1,100 members.
1,100?
1,100.
Are they all coming?
I would love if they all came. We will have 40 vendors for the summer activities, but we do not have space for all of our merchants and all of our members to be able to participate as far as having a booth or a space at the event.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, that's our time. Is there anything you'd like to add, Allison, before we go?
Nope. I think that's it. I just hope everyone's excited about the upcoming season, and I hope to see you on June 1st.
All right. Thank you so much. That is Park City Chamber and Visitor Bureau Vice President of Member Services, Allison Kulo. You need a shorter title. If you like mimosas in May, you don't want to miss our next guest, Utah Women Unite founder Kay Kelly and Utah League of Women Voters Jill Lesh are in to talk about their event tomorrow on May 20th. And actually, Kate is calling on the phone. Hello, Kate. Welcome.
Hi. Hi there.
And we have Jill here in studio with us.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to be here.
Thanks for joining us. So this is a follow-up from what I understand to the Women's March that took place in January, right?
That's part of it, yes.
Okay. Well, can you tell me about that and what this event is for and about?
Right. Both the League of Women Voters and Utah Women Unite are co-sponsoring this. So there are so many people who realize now that we won't get good democracy, good government, without participating. So the League of Women Voters has started a local unit up here in Park City, and Utah Women Unite have been really involved in getting women to advocate. So this event is to discuss politics and what is happening right now and be more involved.
So it's a women's event?
As Kate will probably tell you, both men and women are involved in the League and in Utah Women Unite.
Okay. Why don't you fill us in more, Kate?
Yeah, I think there has been a big upsurge in recent months and weeks in people who want to get involved, people who have never been connected to politics before, And so what we're both trying to do, and lots of different groups are trying to do, is make that power, collective power, work together, make connections, and really, you know, dig in and make some positive change, particularly in our state. And so this is an opportunity for us to get together and see who's doing what. You know, there are a lot of pop-up groups. There are a lot of people who don't necessarily know what to do but want to get involved. And so this is an opportunity for us to connect and make those links going forward.
And Cindy Levine is someone who is exactly fits that bill. She is becoming very active, and she's the person who is hosting this Mimosas in May, and it's this Sunday, the 21st.
Oh, it's Sunday the 21st.
Yes, right.
Well, thank you for that correction, because we would have had a lot of people at Cindy's with nothing to do. Well, maybe. Anyway, so tell me, is this a one-time event that you're doing?
Yes. As far as the league is concerned, this is the first public event that we're having with our unit that is now started up here in Park City area. Our unit is part of the Salt Lake League. There's seven different units, and we needed a unit up here for discussion and activism. So this Mimosas in... Please, go ahead.
I was just going to say...
I think this event is a one-time, you know, event to get together, but both the League of Women Voters and Utah Women Unite are permanent organizations that are going to be on the ground making change in the future. And so it's a good opportunity to come out, meet folks, and get involved in someone who's going to, you know, in a group that's going to be around for the long haul, making things better for women in Utah.
So what about if someone's listening that isn't involved but wants to get involved? What do they need to know? What can they do?
As far as the League of Women Voters, and Kate, you talk about your organization, to join the League, you just go to LWV, for League of Women Voters, Utah.org. And that's our local state site. You can join there. You would actually, for us, people up here, we would join the Salt Lake League. If you're interested in knowing more, and I would be glad to talk to you, so I'm going to give you my phone number, 435-655-1965. So if you're interested in the league and want to know how to get involved here, call me. Also, if you want to come Sunday, we're getting near capacity, I'll have to tell you. Please call me on that, too, if you haven't already RSVP'd.
Okay. And what about your organization, Kate?
So Utah Women Unite is a brand new group. We just started, starting with the Women's March in January, and we've got a lot of momentum and energy going forward. So if you're interested in being involved, we have a website. It's utahwomenunite.org. You can find our contact information there. And we also have a Facebook group. We're also on Twitter. We're also on Instagram. So you can find us on pretty much any form of social media and also on the website.
Will you be doing another march next year in January?
Wouldn't it be nice if that weren't necessary? I think we'll definitely be focusing on the legislative session, and that's why we did the march. There was one in Park City on Saturday, and then we decided to do one on the first day of the legislative session in Salt Lake, because we really wanted to focus on the ways that women are being marginalized and targeted by bad laws in Utah. So we're definitely going to be focusing on the legislative session. I don't know how we're going to start it off with a bang. And we'll also be focusing on the Equal Rights Amendment. We had an Equal Rights Amendment bill, and it actually passed. There were several states that had one, and it actually passed in Nevada this past legislative session in January. So there's a lot of movement nationally on the Equal Rights Amendment, and that's something that we're going to bring up again in 2018.
Okay. And so this event is being held at Cindy Levine's home?
Correct.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so I imagine people will get directions once they call to RSVP.
Yes, that's correct. And one of the things that we want to talk about in general, politics, kind of what's happening around here, is the proposed redistricting ballot initiative. The person who is spearheading that, Andrew Roberts, we hope will be with us to give us the inside scoop as to where we are on that. It would be a 2018 ballot initiative to have a commission that would be independent, who would recommend to the state legislature redistricting boundaries.
Okay, and can you tell us what times on Sunday this event is taking place?
Yes, 10:30.
The event is Sunday, 10:30 to 12, and there's also a Facebook event if folks are on Facebook, so you can just search on Facebook Mimosas in May.
Okay, and you haven't talked about the mimosas.
Cindy's taking care of that.
Oh, nice. Okay, I imagine this is for people who are 21 and older, or what are the rules in terms of who's invited?
That's a good question. I think this is a private party. I don't think that we have to worry about 21.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a private party.
Because, you know, there's a group, the PCANs, the Park City Action Network. It's a group of 20, 30-something-year-olds who are actually wanting to get more involved in the events going on Park City. But not just events, but the politics, which is kind of what you guys are doing Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's great.
Both of our organizations are political, but we're nonpartisan. In other words, we have Democrats and Republicans involved and other parties.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, before we go, is there anything else that you would like to add?
Kate, are you first? Anything?
Yeah, I'm just really excited. I've been doing activism in Utah for a number of years since I was an undergraduate at BYU. And a lot has changed for me personally since then, but I've also seen a big change and a big uptick, particularly in women involved in politics and in social change. And so I think this is just an amazing opportunity. If you've never been involved, if you've never been to a protest, if you've never looked up your legislator before, that's fine. I still think you should come. I think you should do, you know, whatever minimal amount it is, even if you just want to learn what's going on, particularly with redistricting. I think you should show up. I think you should meet some really interesting, engaged, active people and join us.
Okay, and you?
And for me, the mission of the League is to encourage citizens to become informed and active. That's the key word, isn't it, Kate? Active participants. And we do this by influencing public policy through education and advocacy.
Okay. All right, ladies. Thank you so much. That was Utah Unite founder Kate Kelly and Utah League of Women Voters Jill Lesh. The Utah Rotary District Conference Elevated is around the corner, and in studio to tell us about it is Park City Rotary Club member Tom Kelly. Welcome.
Well, good morning, Melissa, and I'm here to talk Rotary, not ski team today.
Well, that's a switch, isn't it?
It is a little bit of a switch.
So just, you know, get us... What is the position you have with the Rotary? Because I know with the ski team, but where are you with the Rotary?
Well, I've been a Rotarian for about 30 years myself. Actually, I think about 35 when you include my service back in Wisconsin. And for those who may not be familiar with Rotary, it's a service organization, and we like to say that we do good in communities around the world. And there's 1.2 million Rotarians around the world in 35,000 local clubs, and we're fortunate to have two separate Rotary clubs here in Park City. I'm a member of the Tuesday Club that meets at the Grubstake, the Park City Rotary Club, and we also have a Sunrise Rotary that meets on Thursday morning. And over the years, these two groups have contributed probably over $1 million to local causes. And we're just out there to hopefully make our community a better place to live.
So even though you're separate, you're united.
Yeah, we do a lot of things together. In particular, we go skiing together. We do a couple of ski days, courtesy of Park City Mountain and Deer Valley Resort each year. But also like to do things in the community. Each of the clubs a little bit separate. The Park City Rotary Club that I'm in is actually very involved in, or actually produces, the Miner's Day festivities and also the Giving Tree Festival that I think a lot of people have seen the last couple of years. Sunrise is noted for a number of things. I think right now, most notably, the Shot Ski on Main Street was a great fundraiser for them. So two great clubs, and we love getting together. But this is a little bit bigger get-together now.
Yeah. So tell us about the Utah Rotary District Conference Elevated.
Well, we had an opportunity to bring the district conference here, and this is a gathering of all of the clubs in Utah. There's a couple thousand Rotarians in this state. So we have probably between 300 and 400 Rotarians from around the country, around the state of Utah, who are gathered here for this annual activity. I think it's only the second time we've had it here, and it's a great event. We have speakers today. I'm actually speaking at 9:30 today over at the Jim Santee Auditorium, one of my Behind the Gold presentations to the group. Big barbecue coming up at the National Ability Center. And the other cool thing that we're doing is we're going to be doing some service projects for the community. Some of the youth who are here with us and some of the youth who are engaged in Rotary through various programs, they'll be doing random acts of kindness throughout the community day. And we're also gathering the Rotarians from around Utah to help get things ready for the big Running with Ed coming up this weekend.
Okay. So you're in good company speaker-wise. Tell us about the other speakers that are going to be at this event.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm really honored to kick this thing off at 9:30 today. And the next speaker up after me will be Martin Frey, who's from Salt Lake City. And if folks don't know him, pretty interesting individual and a great public speaker. He has sailed the seven seas and climbed the seven summits, the highest peaks on all of the continents. So anxious to hear his presentation. Also coming up this morning, Shannon Barkey, who is a two-time Olympic medalist. She won a silver medal in moguls right here at Deer Valley back in 2002. Chris Waddell, a noted local and a Paralympic champion. And John Huntsman Sr., speaking this afternoon at the Jim Santee Auditorium. Really anxious to hear him, a noted Utah philanthropist, and actually Rotary giving him a little award this afternoon too. So jam-packed lineup today and tomorrow with speakers and community service and a big barbecue tomorrow night at National Ability Center.
So can anybody go, or do you have to be a member of Rotary?
Well, it is for Rotarians, and I think if somebody had a particular interest and wanted to sneak in, I don't think anybody's going to kick them out. But we're really fortunate to be able to have this here and have so many Rotarians and be able to show them our town. And actually, it was interesting. The district president right now, Sean Michel, who's an immigrant from Germany, from East Germany, actually, and a great, great story, he wanted to bring it here. He is from the Salt Lake Valley, but he really wanted the district conference to end his term to be up here and just throw a really big party. So I know he's become a good friend, and I think it's going to be a great weekend for us here with district conference.
So what is it that you're looking forward to at this conference?
I think mostly for me, the speakers, just it's just amazing the lineup that we've put together and all of these speakers coming to donate their time, great Olympic champions and John Huntsman and many others. So that'll be the real highlight for sure. This is the best speaker lineup we've ever had. And, you know, with so many athletes on, it really does showcase what this community is about. It's about athletes. It's about outdoors and activities. And the speakers very much following that. And there's speakers, too, that talk about causes and things that Rotary is all about. You know, I'm really proud to be a Rotarian and be involved in this club and look at the service that we provide to the community. And when we give those checks to deserving nonprofits in Park City, it really kind of tugs at the heartstrings.
Well, you mentioned about the $1 million that they have donated to the community, invested in the community. What other ways do the Rotarians serve the community?
Well, just engaging in different activities. It might be whether that's, you know, this is not different from a lot of organizations, but whether that's a highway cleanup or getting involved in helping with an event or raising money to give to nonprofits. That's what we like to do. Park City is a very giving community, and our Rotary Club has been very fortunate to be involved in some activities that have really help local nonprofits. Biggest source of pride for us, though, is Miners Day, which carries on an amazing, iconic tradition here in our community. And that's coming up on what most people call Labor Day weekend, but we call it Miners Day and invite everybody out to that. That's our biggest fundraiser for the Park City Rotary Club.
All right. Well, is there anything else you would like to add that we didn't talk about?
No, I just appreciate the opportunity for all of us in Rotary to serve. And, if you do come by the Jim Santee Auditorium at 9:30 and you want to pop your head in and hear my Behind the Gold presentation, I'm sure no one's going to kick you out.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. That was Park City Rotary Club member Tom Kelly.